and I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The Pentagon has now reversed itself over a drone strike last month in Afghanistan that killed 10 civilians. Days after that strike, the Joint Chiefs Chairman, Mark Milley, had said that it was in fact a valid attack against an Islamic State extremist, calling it a righteous strike. But later, a Pentagon investigation shows that it was something different. Now, General Frank McKenzie, who heads the U.S. Central Command, says that the strike was a tragic mistake, going on to say that the military did, in fact, believe at the time that it struck a vehicle that posed an imminent threat to forces at Kabul's airport. Now, he says, they assess that it's unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISK or a direct threat to U.S. forces. It was a final strike of America's longest war. And now McKenzie says the U.S. is considering reparation payments to the victims' families. Advisors of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration have rejected recommending a widespread use of the third Pfizer vaccine for the coronavirus. It was a vote of 16-2 against a third dose. It's a setback for the White House. Advisor Dr. Michael Carrillo says that they need more data. He says they need to target the boosters right now, but specifically to the people who are likely to be at high risk, and that's the older population and the immune compromised. The advisors later voted to recommend the extra dose to those people. Advisor Dr. Amanda Cohn at the CDC says the focus should stay on two doses for now in the general population.